Today is the 24th of February, 2017. Thursday. And this morning, I want to look at a passage in Corinthians that I think is worthy of our attention. Looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Would to God ye could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused to you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. For I suppose I was not a whit behind the very chiefest apostles. But though I be rude in speech, yet not in knowledge, but we have been thoroughly made manifest among you in all things. Have I committed an offense in abasing myself, that you might be exalted because I preached to you the gospel of God freely? Well, that's really where I want to stop. Toward the end of that chapter, let's look at a couple verses. In the 13th verse, he says, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works." Are they Hebrew? Verse 22. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Okay. And then he talks about the persecution that he received of the Jews. Verse 24. Of the Jews, five times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I've been in the deep. In journeys often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils by my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren. In weariness and painfulness, in watching often, in hunger and thirst and fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Well, and he ends, he says, "The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is blessed forevermore, knoweth that I lie not." Well, the area that I really wanted to focus on this morning was the first part of the chapter where he says that in verse 3, "I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ." Now we have all of this preoccupation amongst so-called Christian churches with the Hebrew Roots movement and with those who are exalting Israel and saying that Israel, the state of Israel, the country of Israel, that place over there in the Holy Land, and all Jews are God's chosen people, but they are not. The Jews, by and large, are of the serpent, and they have been beguiled by the serpent, and now they are beguiling these churches, so-called, by the same serpent. They are promoting doctrines of devils. They are promoting things that are taught in the Talmud and in the Kabbalah. And they are removed from the simplicity that is in Christ. And they are trying to now, through the Sacred Name Movement, take on another Christ. There's always been those that say you have to go back to the original Hebrew and the original Greek. And when they do that, they are doing nothing more than attacking the preserved Word of God. And they're attacking God's ability to reveal Himself through His preserved Word. He says, "For if he that cometh preaches another Jesus," that's what they're doing. They're preaching another Jesus. They're saying you have to use a different name, and they're absolutely coming against the preserved, inherent, inspired, infallible Word of God. "For he that cometh preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit." This is another spirit, the spirit of Antichrist, who is exalting men because of their bloodlines. Exalting men when Christ said that no man can come unto me but through the Father, and no man can come except the Father give him to the Son. All that the Father hath given me will come to me. And he also says that there is no mediator between God and man but the man Christ Jesus. He also said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." Their minds are corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. And they have come, the dispensationalists, the Hebrew Roots Movement, the Sacred Name Movement, the New Wave Movement. They have come, and they have not preached Jesus. They're preaching another Jesus. And many have received another spirit, which we have not received. They have received another gospel, which we have not accepted, you know. And so, this morning, we need to be aware that there are wolves amongst us. There are serpents amongst us. There are those who worship the seed of Satan. There are those who have been beguiled by the serpent that Eve was beguiled by. And therefore they are corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. So this morning I want us to just be reminded that we have the truth of the gospel contained in His Word. Jesus said, "All that went before me are thieves and robbers." But he also said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." And Jesus Christ is the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, and the end. And he said that he has done, all things have been created by him and for him, and by him nothing consists. And so this morning let us remember that there are serpents, there are snakes, there are those who are promoting another gospel and not the simplicity which is in Jesus Christ alone. May God be with you today. God bless.